This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. GDP up 3.2%. Blew it out of the box, basically. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. And of course, that just sort of goes right in with all the other things that are happening with the economy. So welcome aboard. Like I said, a lot of things going on. Remember, this is the 365, 24-7, 365 news cycle, and you're on it. The ever-present news cycle, and you're on it. Anyway, so there's just so many different things happening around there. And remember, it's free-for-all Friday, and the call-in line is 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. I'll be opening that up for you right now. And anyway, so it's free-for-all Friday. We're going to be bouncing around all the different news sources like we always do on Fridays so that you get sort of an idea of what is really truly going on when we start talking about all the different things that are happening out here in the hinterlands, of the United States of America, the great United States of America. But by the way, yes, now we had the Cubans have escaped. They're out. Talk about an immigration issue. About 1,500 or so Cubans escaped out of a Mexico detainment camp. I don't know what you call them down there. But the Cubans are coming. This is a tactic. We saw this tactic in the 60s and 70s, actually, when Fidel Castro, at the time, emptied out all of his prisons, said, "Get out of here. We don't need your kind. Go to the United States." So they came over here. Some were ardent criminals. They just, what do they call that? Wet foot, dry foot mentality. So, yeah, as soon as they stepped on the beach, one foot in the water, one foot on dry land, they were protected by American laws. So So he deported all of his prisoners, just opened up the gates. You might remember, you can look it up. I would Google it, obviously. Fidel Castro releases prisoners. I think something like that, you get the history on that, all that stuff. If you're looking on the internet, now if you're looking through newspapers, good luck with that one. But by the way, keep all your newspapers. By the way, if you want a really, 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 really good newspaper, it's the Epoch Times. The Epoch Times, I'll tell you, it is traditional newspaper. Seriously, you get every angle on a report. You get everything. Anytime you pick up an Epoch Times, and it's got the great newspaper feel to it. I got to tell you, I miss it. I really do. I used to, I was an ardent reader of newspaper. Now it's just the screens, you know, and all the screens. And of course, you know how it is for me on the radio show. You hear me all the time. So, oh, there goes that silvery lure across the screen, and I have to bite, and various news stories. You know, they tease you with it. You know, I need to shut those things off sometimes during the radio show. But with the Epoch Times, there's none of those lures that go screaming across. Other than, you know, you can go dash from one article to another, and it's very easy reading. That size of the print is absolutely appropriate. And, of course, that's another thing. As you get older, listen, all you youngers out there that are listening, your eyes will fail you. Not entirely. I mean, we have really good eye care. That's something that the West, United States of America, is really good at. So, but you'll be able to judge for yourself as you get old. When you hit 40, guess what? Glasses. That's what it is. And then it's just sort of down. No, actually, you get to a point in your visual acuity to be able to see, well, you know, pretty much through life. You know, and then there's all these different laser surgeries. I'll have to tell you about the laser surgery with me one time. Anyway, one time and one time only. Anyway, the great thing about the Epoch Times, though, is it's very easy reading. And again, I'm going to go back into the visual acuity of the way you see the type, the fonts, and the typing, and the spacing, and all that stuff. It's really appropriate, so I really enjoy it. And I know the other people who picked it up really. You get stuck in it, man. You get sucked right into it, and I wonder. You know, as we look at the Epoch Times, and I'm going to use this as a standard now, because even beyond, like, the Wall Street Journal, all the print people have kind of left the world of print and just, you know, sunk into this computer screen. And is it good? Is it bad? I don't know. You know, I long for those days of being able to pick up a book, you know. And, I mean, consistently. I still pick up books, of course. But, I mean, with the newspapers that go along with it. So you used to, back in the day before the computer screens popped up, you know, you got newsprint. Newspapers were thrown to you, left out in the front yard. Dog went out. You used to train the dog to go out and get the paper. I'd open up the door, dog go out, get paper, come in. It was wonderful. But, you know, no more of that. You can't train the dog to open up the door and have him grab the computer screen and bring it back in for you. It just does not work that way. But those are just some of the little things. And by the way, one of my first jobs was a paper boy. Yeah, you know, throwing the newspaper, collecting. What was really tough is going out to the houses and collecting people, asking people, you know, I threw, you know, 30 papers on your yard. Are you going to pay the $3 a month? Anyway. That was all part of the gig back in the day. Those are the easy jobs, right? But I'm just saying, are we going to go back to a time frame in which we're going to start looking at, you know, physical things to as opposed to computer screens? And I have a feeling yes. I think with what I'm seeing right now with the success of the Epoch Times, because people are just grabbing it up, and it all goes down to style. And it all goes down to, I think, honesty in the media. They are just straight up honest, and you know, they just give you the facts. You decide. You know, this isn't a fair and balanced thing. This is, they give you the facts and you decide. I mean, that's all I want. You know, I'm a fact-based kind of guy, you know, science background and everything. So I'm really into that. So I'm just saying, the Epoch Times, you look to see what's going to happen with the Epoch Times. They are growing, 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 growing. And it's because they give you the facts, and they give you the facts in a comfortable reading format. So that's just that's my commercial for the Epoch Times. But I really believe that they have they've got something going on that everybody else has lost in the major media, and including the New York Times. I mean, all these other. And you see, this is part of the problem that, like, the New York Times or the LA Times or whatever that was out there. They have lost all perspective, and their bias is just blazing all over the place. Plus, you've got the internet, and people can say, "I don't want to do that anymore." I think that's really what has come down to these newspapers. Is that we have a couple locals around here. One of the locals, and one of the locals is highly successful. It's free, by the way, and they give you the facts, and they're, you know, the other one is not at all. You know, they've been reduced to maybe four sheets. So you pick up a paper, you pay 50 cents or something like that for the paper, and it's four sheets. Right. It used to be a thick book, you know, 10, 15 years ago. But now, and of course, is it going to survive? It will, because there's a larger corporation out there that's going to keep it as a daily. But I think the bias is absolutely overwhelming, and that's why people are not buying it. That people are not advertising in it. And again, I think with the situation with Epoch Times, what we're going to be seeing is more of that. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. By the way, in the third hour, we'll be talking about the Oroville Dam situation. Boy, you talk about taking a powder. We'll be talking about that. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. Of course, we've got the convention coming up, and the convention is going to be stunning. This year we've got a, or this next month, we've got a whole bunch of things happening. It's really shaping up. The agenda and everything is going to be out here in the next couple of days. We think we've got everything pretty much firmed up. We have a couple people that are going to be showing up, I think, sort of at the last moment, but that's okay. And then the fifth convention. Also, we've already got plans for the fifth convention. Do you believe that? It's really awesome what's happening. It really is. It's exciting. And, you know, we had a meeting last night in the Bay Area, and it was kind of interesting. Linda Payne from Election Integrity was there. She did a fantastic job. And we're going to be talking to Linda Payne. She's going to be on the show here probably next week. We'll start opening up the show with Linda Payne doing a lot of things. And with the Election Integrity Project, you know we've done the election things all throughout. As you listen to my show, I mean, those of you that have been longtime listeners, you know about Bernie Sanders and our affinity towards Bernie Sanders at Agenda 21 Radio. Now, that's only because, and again, I got to go out and I've got to qualify all this about Bernie, the Burn. Listen, there is a guy, the Burn. Never mind. I got an incredible, rude, very rude picture of the Burn Buns, so to speak. Now, some of you may have seen this picture that was, a meme about Bernie and the field and the Burn. I'm not going to get into it because it's just not appropriate, if you know what I mean. Anyway, but you know, we've had this affinity about Bernie Sanders since 2016 because he got screwed. That's that picture I was thinking of. Do you feel the burn? Anyway, but he got screwed by Hillary Clinton. I mean, that's a bad visual. That is really a bad visual, but it's true. Now, listen, you guys, come on. We're only talking about an election here. It was a figure of speech, so to speak. But Bernie did. I mean, the DNC really worked him over in California, and it's very, very clear they did it by the corrupt voting system in California, which is completely corrupt. It's completely corrupt. That's why there's New California as an alternative, because pretty soon people are going to have to get used to the fact that the way California is being run is the problem. And if you're not fessing up to that and understand that, then that's a big problem. So anyway, we have the situation with we have the situation that it's very, very, I think, unique here. Not just in it's unique in California because we've spread it now to the rest of the nation. Now, how unique is that, right? The corrupt voting system. There is a systematic approach to how you do the corruption for voting, and it's spreading like wildfire, spreading to Arizona and other states. Well, we almost saw it in Florida. They got voter interruptus, ballot interruptus, harvesting interruptus in with the DeSantis thing there. We'll have to tell you that story another time. I think I've actually told it, but we're not going to tell it right now. Anyway, Linda Payne points out all the different foibles and problems that is going on, and she's done a fantastic job with election integrity. And so we're really happy to be able to put her on the show and explain it all to you, so it's laid out and you understand the importance of what she in Election Integrity has developed. As you know, it's almost on parallel tracks to what we've been doing here in New California, talking about Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution and all that good stuff. So, but anyway, the burn, of course, was that he got burned during the 2016 election cycle by Hillary Clinton because of all the corrupt ballots that were harvested basically out of L.A. County. And that's really the big part of it. L.A. County has about Well, some people say in that whole area, about 12 million people, and which is the largest urbanized area of the United States, actually. And, of course, it's just rich, especially L.A. County itself. It's just rich in the ability to cheat on the ballots. And, of course, that's exactly what happened in 2016. There's probably about 1.5 million people more that are that are claiming to be voters in L.A. than there actually are. So there's a problem there, right? Anyway, so there's a lot of harvesting going on, things like that, and the corruption of 2016, and Bernie got screwed. So now Bernie's coming back with a vengeance, and Hillary's no longer in. So anyway, but, you know, we said, Bernie, you got screwed, buddy, and we stood up and said it's wrong. Now, forget about his politics. We just said it's wrong that he got screwed because, you know, we want a fair election. So everybody does. We just all want a fair election system. We don't want this corruption that's going on and all the scheming and scamming. And Linda lays it right out there, you know, of all the things that are happening in the world of elections and non-integritous, I guess you would say, voting places and counties and things like that. It's actually the biggest problem, I think, is that the Alex Padilla, you know, Secretary of State's office. I think that's probably the biggest problem is, and then some of your counties out there, in particular L.A. County, is probably the most corrupt. There's been lawsuits and things like that. But anyway, getting back to Bernie, he really has started to step it up in terms of his election. Now you got Biden. But I'm just saying that this whole election system in California is really rotten to the core. And it's all, sadly, it's spread now to other parts of the country. So be aware, you know, don't Californicate yourself. Jump all over your election officials and all of your other states. And, you know, it's up to you because this is citizen government. This is, you know, if we just sit back and do nothing and we don't, you know, approach and challenge these people, then guess what? You're going to have some issues going forward. So this is what we're doing with the election integrity people. She'll be a speaker and present her arguments to our new California legislature, which is going to be coming up here on the 17th and 18th of May. So you might want to go to that and check it out. And again, it's a steamroller thing happening for New California. We're going to be, I'm telling you, it's just getting to be pretty exciting stuff, what's happening with New California. Okay, so anyway, getting back to some other things, we're going to come back. I think we're getting close to the time frame for... I'm sitting here thinking, where am I at in my clock? I haven't got my clock going on. But we're going to be talking about this whole thing with this judge coming up. You know, we mentioned about the Kuvans that are escaping or did escape. And it all plays into everything else that's been going on, right? Cuban migrants staged mass escape from center in South Mexico, right? As the caravans keep on coming. But this is the problem. This is one of the crux of the problem. And this is where heads are starting to roll. Okay? Heads are starting to roll at the judge level. Okay. This is the free-for-all. This is out of drudge. This is what I'm seeing here. And Cuban migrants stage mass escape from center in South Mexico. Massachusetts judge faces federal charges for blocking immigration arrest. Caravans keep coming and video stream of illegals ushered to awaiting buses. Well, that's, you know, that one is not that big a deal. Beto O'Rourke says he won't deport like Obama. What? I'm sorry. No, listen, I read it at first. Beto won't deport Obama. See, this is, you know, I've got this ADD, you know, not ADD, but what is it called? You know, when you can't see things right. Anyway, I got that condition. So I left out like. Okay, this is the headline. I'm going to tell you this. Dyslexia, thank you. See, I had a dyslexic audio moment. Beto, I won't deport, quote, like the Obama. And I read it like, Beto, I won't deport Obama. Which you want? You want me with dyslexia or without? We'll be right back. Hey!
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, we're going to work within you. That's exactly what we're going to do. Might as well, right? Might as well just work within you. Yeah, so this one story, though, I think is just really, really a good one. There's a bunch of good stories out. I mean, really, the news is just... I love the news. I love the news. It's just the way you do business, huh? Just the way you do business. You know, it's really... there's some funny, funny things going on right now. I'm not going to talk about them. You're going to find out about them later on. But there's some funny, funny things happening to people, places, and things. And it's kind of like, see, told you, neener, neener. A lot of that stuff going on. And it's, I don't know. I'm just being me right now, I guess. But there's some really impressive stuff happening out there on the, I guess you would say, on the matter of, well, different things happening. Okay, I know, vagaries. Vagaries, we can't have that. But I do want to get into this whole thing about this migration business. And we got a story here. It says, this is video stream of illegals ushered to awaiting buses. So what? We know this goes on. We were reporting this months ago. But now here it is. It's coming up as a sort of a by-the-by, this is what's happening. Well, this has been happening for years, the busing, right? Excuse me. It's now time for some discipline to Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. Yeah, disciplined, structured, well-structured coffee. Boy, that'll put the boots on the ground right there. It says, real reporters stationed. Now, this is from the American Mirror, but, you know, American Mirror, I don't know what they got. Who the real reporters, real reporters stationed, as opposed to unreal reporters. See, I wish I had some paper. Anyway, real reporters stationed along the U.S.-Mexico border continue to share disturbing footage of the massive scope of the illegal immigration crisis, most recently with video of hundreds of illegal immigrants streaming into the country to awaiting buses for processing. KGBT reporter Sydney Hernandez is exposing the reality of the situation on the border, and it's clear the crisis is only getting worse by the day. Well, yeah, when you have hundreds, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people coming across the border, it is an issue. See, this is the video. He's got a spotlight on all these immigrants coming, and they're just being ushered right into the buses. They travel around at night so nobody can see them, right? It's kind of like the people at the Oroville Dam working and looking under fluoroscopes and things like that. I just have to say that. Yeah, it's there it is. This is the replacement ideology behind it. We're just letting them do it, of course. No one's stopping them. No one's stopping them. And we're just playing the political game out. We're just going to, everybody's going to be a problem. In case you missed, this is Sydney Hernandez again. This is a tweet from Sydney. It says, in case you missed it, a three-year-old was abandoned in a cornfield near Brownsville when Border Patrol agents found him crying and alone at around 3 a.m. The boy had a name and phone numbers written on his shoe. Agents believe he was left by hashtag smugglers. Really? Yeah, that would be it. That would be it. That would be it.
It all started early Tuesday morning when Border Patrol agents in the Rio Grande Valley noticed several undocumented immigrants traveling just north of a cornfield in Brownsville.
They saw several individuals running back towards Mexico. They heard some crying coming from a cornfield.
Agents searched, but could not find anyone near the child, and the three-year-old was not speaking. That's when agents noticed something strange on his shoes.
The child has had his name written on a shoe and a phone number proved to be fictitious. There was no one because we tried to call the number, but child was abandoned out there in the middle of nowhere. No parents in sight.
The toddler was taken to a local hospital to be evaluated and was eventually released to Border Patrol.
First of all, very young age, traumatized from the fact that he's out there. But of course, we took him to our station where he was cared for properly, made sure he was fed.
A Fort Brown Border Patrol agent bought clothes for the boy, and other agents monitored him while he watched movies. Border Patrol Chief for the Rio Grande Valley, Rudy Karish, says this is just one example of the dangers smugglers put immigrants in.
What parent or guardian would actually place their infant child, toddler, in the hands of a smuggler only to be left in a cornfield?
Chief Carey says they're trying to figure out if the child was used as an attempt to pose as a family unit if the immigrants were apprehended by Border Patrol. It is still under investigation.
People have to become educated to what's going down here because it's the reality of what my men and women face every day.
The child's parents have still not been located. He has been transferred to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Reporting in the Rio Grande Valley with complete Valley coverage, Sydney Hernandez, CBS 4 Valley at 5.
Well, there you have it. there's a lot of things to unpack with why the child was left in the field, 3 years old, with his name. I guess that maybe we don't even know if it's his name. Child is not communicating, very traumatized. That sort of. But this is one child, and come on, get your game face on, folks. Do a little bit of gut check, like you, Lou Holt. It's just one of many thousands of children, right? Yeah, it's just swarming across the board. It's okay now. It's okay. We're all kind of normed to this now. It's normal. It's normal these are, yeah, we're just going to replace the entire population in the United States with all these people, right? Right. I mean, I don't know why you don't understand that. You know, why you don't understand that. So anyway, we've got all this sort of thing happening in the United States, and no one seems to be wanting to do anything about it, I guess. It just, you know, where is anybody trying to stop all this now? It's just happening. Well, wait till the election in 2 years and see what the whole population looks like, right? Whole communities being replaced right now as we speak in this United States. Just whole communities. And it doesn't seem like anybody cares. Yeah, it's okay. Just get. It's normal now. No one's bought me out, by the way. No, I'm just saying it's just normal now. It's just accept it. I hope none of my listeners accept this. This is barbarity. This is the worst possible thing that could be happening to our country. And if you're not doing something about it, then you're a problem. You are the problem. If you're not hassling your local officials, if you're not getting in the faces of some of your churches that are promoting this stuff, that are getting billions of dollars because these 3-year-old kids are out there in the cornfields waiting to be picked up by the sex trafficker and used as some sort of sex object, that's you. That's on you. I hope that's not what this country's coming to, but I do know one thing. If it isn't you stopping it, who is it? Better ask yourself that question, because you know what? We're going to lose this country this way. This is their plan.
Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yep. We've got a story about immigration. More of it. More of it. And you know, it's kind of interesting. It is so awesome to see some of the stuff that's going on right now. The payback sort of thing. You know, and again, you know, you've been hearing me say, be patient, right? About everything. And again, you have to be patient about immigration, I know, but, you know, we can't be that patient, correct? All right, here we go. This is where I started to go to. Let's see, where did it go? Come on, why did you do this? Don't do this to me. I don't like it when you do this. It says Trump denies paying $2 million for Wambir's care. What? I don't know what that's all about. They changed everything around. I don't like it when you do. Don't do this to me. This is Cubans. Ah, this is Cubans. Cubans. What time is it? Sorry, I have to check the time. Wait a minute. Okay, Cubans. Migrants stage mass escape from center in Mexico. More Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. I have to take a deep breath. Cuban migrants stage mass escape from center in South Mexico. It says here, Tapachula, Mexico. Ever been there? It's a pretty interesting place. At least 1,000, oh, it's, okay, I'll believe it. At least 1,300, mainly, it says, Cuba. You say Cuba. Cuba. Migrants fled on foot from an immigration detention center in Mexico's southern border Thursday, in the largest mass escape in recent memory. Shocking. The Great Escape. The National Immigration Institute said 700 of the Cubans had returned voluntarily, but 600 were still on the loose. The institute said agents inside the compound weren't armed and there was no confrontation. They just took a powder. Federal police with riot shields later streamed into the compound to control the situation as a crowd of angry Cubans, whose relatives were being held at the facility, gathered outside. Uh-oh. Now, why do we have Cubans outside and Cubans inside? So let's get into maybe they have the answer for us here in the rest of this. The Cubans claim their relatives reported overcrowding and unsanitary conditions at the facility. My wife and child have been there for 27 days in bad condition, says Uzmale Velasquez de Vallejo, as he waited outside for news. There's overcrowding, insufficient food, and there isn't even medicine for them. The escape was embarrassing for the government, given that the center's holding capacity had been listed at less than 1,000 people. So how do 1,300 escape, right? There's you got Cubans outside, Cubans inside. Now we got more people than we... This is a confusing story. I'm lost in the miasma of the human beings here, the trafficking. See, this is just nothing more than a storage center for cash flow, right? Because these people are all coming north, and they're going to get themselves into the churches that are going to get billions of dollars for being able to purchase these humans. Huh? And we're going to pay for it. The federal government's paying for it. You can turn the dial if you want. I'm just telling you, this is a reality check, folks. It was even more embarrassing coming on the same day Mexico's top human rights official toured the facility to oversee. Okay, listen, that is probably a clue, right? That maybe there's, here, drum roll, please, corruption going on here. I'm shocked to see gambling going on here. Round up the usual suspects. Oh, the story ends. No, come on, you just tease me with it. But this is the one you need to get your arms around, ladies and gentlemen. This is the story, I think, well, besides the Orville Dam situation, this is absolutely one of the biggest stories this is the biggest story of the day, in my opinion. Forget about Joe who? Forget about him. He's irrelevant. Relative to this story, this is the biggest story of the day. From Thomas Reuters Foundation, the Reuters. Massachusetts, shocking. Shocking, Newtown, Massachusetts. No, Massachusetts, the state. Yeah, Massachusetts judge faces federal charges for blocking immigration arrest. Ding, 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 ding. All you sanctuary state folks. Right? This is by Nate Raymond and Scott Malone. Boston, April 25th, Reuters. U.S. federal prosecutors on Thursday charged a Massachusetts judge and court officer with conspiracy and obstruction, saying they blocked an immigration and customs enforcement officer from arresting an illegal immigrant at a 2018 court proceeding. The move marks the latest skirmish over immigration between President Donald Trump's administration and local governments who have resisted his crackdown. The state's Democratic attorney called the charges politically motivated. It's very interesting. I'm telling you, this is the biggest story of the day. This could be the biggest story of the year. The charges target Massachusetts District Court Judge Shelley Joseph, 51, and Massachusetts Trial Court Officer Wesley McGregor. Are they having an affair together? I just know. No, that's just sinful of me, isn't it? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Isn't that an amazing story? So this is I'm telling you, this is a big boy. It's a big story. I got to hustle here, I know. But the rest of the story is just fascinating. So they arrest the trial judge and her aide. Says a Massachusetts U.S. attorney, Andrew Lelling, a Trump appointee. I hate it when this said the case was not intended to send a political message. Of course not. Come on. There's nothing to see here. How does it feel, baby? We did not bring this case in response to the public debate over immigration enforcement, he said. State Attorney General Mara Healey rejected that assertion. No. They don't listen, you don't want to get into the Massachusetts thing, but Trump's going there. Says today's indictment is a radical and politically motivated attack on our state and the independence of our courts, Healey said in a statement. Representatives of the judge and court officers did not respond to requests for comment. Should Agenda 20, should we try and do that? It says the state Supreme Court Judicial Court suspended Joseph without pay, but said its move is no way reflects any opinion on the merits of the pending criminal case. The charges carry a sentence of up to, are you ready for this, 20 years in prison, spelled P-R-I-S-O-N, period. The suspect has since been caught and is now in federal custody. Massachusetts top court in 2017 ruled that state police cannot detain illegal immigrants solely to buy time for federal officials to take them into custody. That's kind of like sanctuary state, you know what I mean? How's that working out for that judge right now? Trump, earlier this month, floated the idea of busing undocumented migrants, stopped at the border to sanctuary cities, a move critics called lucrative or illustrative of a callous approach to the issue, and some Trump allies called impractical. Well, there's more than one way to skin a cat. If you know what I mean. You know, don't you just love it when a plan comes to you? Seriously, I do. Okay, so we're running out of time here. Man, where does the time go? Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and, of course, New California, newcaliforniastate.com. Yes, listen, it's in the melon of many people, this New California State. Yes, it is. And sweetness is here. Sweetness. Anyway, thanks for... What is wrong with me? Listen, come back in the second hour and find out what is truly wrong with me. and the rest of the world around you. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
SOS, to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN. American Exceptionalism News Network.